I'm Bill.
And I'm Corey.
And we're pre-recorded front of a live studio audience.
Yes.
They look live.
They look live.
Yeah, they're still moving.
Oh, yeah.
Did we lose one?
We lost one. There's four in a...
Doesn't count.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, by Thursday, the studio is going to be all stripped down for renovation. Out of pocket for, I don't know, 7 weeks or
yeah, something like
know.
That. Yeah.
More than this many fingers. So we got a few few questions here today. First one, we're going to talk about leak checking. Someone was asking about our leak check standard for a 3120A series pressure regulator. And you got one right behind you.
Oh, I do, yeah.
Corey's his muscles are pretty used to stretching back there, getting it.
Got long arms.
This is a 3120A series pressure regulator. It's brass, bar stock brass, plated, two-stage. One of our standard regulators. So they want to know what the leak check standard was on that. And I'll show you what we use to leak check.
What we used to use.
No, this one, not. We don't use this.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
This one is our maintenance. I won't show it. It's in our maintenance closet. But this is, you want to zoom? Oh, there we go. That's good.
Yeah, there's writing on it to indicate it does not work.
Yeah. Tilt it so you can't see it. I like the whole chin thing. yeah, so this is a Galmac leak detector. Technicians love it because it's got a needle that goes in the middle and it'll go either way depending on the type of gas. So if there's moisture, I don't know which direction it goes. Moisture, if there's a heavy moisture, it'll go one direction. Helium leak will go the other.
Okay.
So I'll bring this back out.
No worries.
So anyways, we use this. And what we do is, our technicians do, mm-hmm. is they pressurize the inlet to, this is 3,000 PSI rated inlet, mm-hmm. pressurize it to 2,000 PSI, they turn the knob to the max rated delivery pressure, mm-hmm. so it's 125 PSI regulator, they'll crank it up mm-hmm. to that, and then they check for leaks. They've got a probe, I didn't have a probe available here. There's a little probe I'm pretending to
it's
hold.
Like a magic, it's like a magic wand.
It's a little magic wand. They go around places where there could possibly be a leak. CGA connection, any pipe thread stuff mm-hmm. for checking. They check around. Bonnet vent holes they check around. Other little around the gauge and stuff because the gauge gets a little goofy. So they'll leak check all that to make sure it's good. And we leak check to 1 times 10 to the minus 5 standard cubic centimeters a second of helium.
Yeah, so it's
that's
little.
Too small to count. But this thing can handle it, so they're not sitting there trying to...
Or so they say.
Squint down. Hey, Ked handles this. And we've got
it's almost leaks. Magical when it gets to that point.
No, it's really a low leak. So, mm-hmm. yes, we use this. This is our level 2 leak test, so... Yeah, we use this kind of deal for leak checking that. So that's it for that one. The next question, thank you. Next question is, someone's looking for high flow, they had argon, they said they're looking for a high flow for, they say it was for a laser system?
No, they did not. They just said they were feeding argon at 2,000. Oh, man, I just read the question this morning.
Yeah, we don't have a teleprompter set up today.
We're winging it this time.
Was it this morning question?
It was a yesterday question.
Okay, because I was off the second half of the day working on a table, not doing...
He was...
Chasing a solar eclipse.
You were eclipse chasing.
I was in a barn in Harleysville. So anyways, they're looking for high flow, and they said argon and CO2. And they're asking about...
Well, original question only said argon. CO2 is mentioned by some random person later on, so...
Okay, so original was argon, then it went to argon CO2. And...
Suggested this one as a high flow.
This is our...
Laser Pro, LPHF.
Yep.
Laser Pro high flow.
Yes.
That's what it's
How about that?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so something actually makes
sense. A part
sense.
Number that makes sense. Oh, such a rare...
Somewhat sense. Yeah, so... And our online store, we did not show CJ320. When I interpreted that, when they said argon and CO2, no, I figured maybe they're talking about a mix, because the popular welding mixes are argon CO2 mixes, like 25% CO2, 75% argon. So those are used for shielding, for welding stuff, welding applications. So I'm figuring that's probably what they wanted to use. Now one of the things with carbon dioxide is carbon dioxide is a liquefied gas. You probably really don't think of it. Most liquefied gases you just think are like propane, which is in a thin-walled cylinder. It's 100-ish PSI, that kind of deal. You can move it here, slosh it around. CO2 is a little bit higher vapor pressure, 800-ish
PSI. Yeah, it's 882, I thought.
And then, so you really can't slosh. If you could say you can feel it sloshing around in the cylinder, okay, thanks.
it's still decent pressure.
You get a 115-pound cylinder with 50 pounds of CO2 in it. I don't know if you could feel it sloshing around in there. When you have liquefied gases, there's a withdrawal rate, a maximum withdrawal rate. I looked at, okay, if they're going to max flow, they're probably looking at a Dewar, because a Dewar is a much higher flow rate than a high pressure cylinder. And then I looked at, okay, Laser Pro, there's different kinds of Dewars. One of them is a laser sill, which is for
lasers.
For lasers. So it's a higher pressure Dewar. Most Dewars are 230, 350 PSI. This is a 500 PSI Dewar.
Wow.
So yeah, they're pretty big, high pressure. You get better flow rate out of it. But the maximum flow rate you can get out of a laser cell CO2 is 3 cubic feet a minute. Which, like, the 3120 could handle.
Yeah. It's not a lot. So,
it seems like a lot. It's a lot, cubic foot.
I mean,
but that's a minute, so it's like, so
1 minute going by.
So really high flow. It's like, okay. So, yes, you can use that, but I'm kind of really doubting if it's really pure CO2 or not. But.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what the flow. I thought it was like 50 SCFM. Is what he said.
They're looking for that. Maybe they get a manifold set up.
Who knows? Yeah.
But this is a good regulator, but you got to consider.
And as always, gold plated for extra fanciness.
It's not gold plated. just brass. Okay, so much for that question. Next question we're going to talk about. Doing a safety talk on our Monday meeting.
Oh.
And I was showing one of the CGA safety posters.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the people in the meeting said, hey, where can we get these things? They look great. So I was showing the Sleeping Giant, which people might, I think that's the most popular CGA poster. It's not up on the walls of many people in college dorm rooms, but.
It should be.
If you're working in a lab,
forget Bob Marley.
But you can do, I don't care what I'm doing with my hands here, because it's kind of, I'm going to be cutting to show how to get to it. So you go to cganet.com, and that will get you the Compressed Gas Association webpage. And they've got a bunch of safety posters there. And you look, and I'll show a little separate on-top video how to get there and what you're looking at. So they've got the first one you see is it says Carbon Dioxide Safety Resource Center. Click on that, and you're going to see not one, but multiple posters that you can download, print out. They're free.
Give out for Christmas gifts for your kids.
Put them up in your lab. Put them up in your work area that's using carbon dioxide. They also have a flammable gas. They've got a bunch of them. Flammable gas. They have medical oxygen safety resource centers. Then for industrial gas, they've got the safety posters. They're actually CGA standard kind of standards. Safety poster CJSP1, that's the first one. It's on industrial valve protection. Tells you should have the cap on the cylinder valve. They should have the valve protection cap on the cylinder when it's not in use. There's stuff about nesting. They talk about oil and grease. Another poster, SP3, safety poster, oxygen and oil don't mix.
No.
It really doesn't. Safety poster, the Sleeping Giant, I was trying to find an old copy of that because it was kind of cool because it made the
probably was the cylinder look like threatening.
It was kind of threatening because it made it look like a, yeah, made the cylinder look like a an angry giant,
honestly,
or something. And they got other things. Transfilling cylinders can be dangerous. Incompatible gases. I went out twice. So there's a lot of things to look at. So yeah, they're free, and you have to print them out yourself.
Yeah, oh yeah. So I mean, they're not going to pay for the print and the ink. You know, the paper and the ink.
So you can download and print them out. You might be able to buy them from them. I'm not sure. we'll look into that. Yeah, that's all the questions we have for this pre-recorded episode of the Bill and Corey Show. So, what do we say?
Set your VCRs, even though it doesn't feel like it, pre-recorded.
Okay.